some comments. I am flattered, I guess I'll use that term, that I have listeners that communicate. We enjoy the communications we have with listeners.
Of course.
And we encourage it, especially when you send us your messages via email. You can reach me, Charlie, at WSGW.com, Dave at WSGW.com, and Pat's at WSGW.com. Pretty easy. Just use our first names at WSGW.com. We receive a number of messages. We do our best to get back to you as soon as possible. Sometimes, I must tell you, though, sometimes I find messages getting lost just because the volume of email, especially in this challenging time that we have been living with more people really communicating that way, it seems, than ever before. But we'll find you. Also, Facebook messages are posted, too. We can answer questions that way or provide information that way for you, too. Flattered because several people I've had who've contacted me asking, so what's going on with all this election stuff? What do you think? What's going to happen? I don't know.
Who does at this point?
Here's my short answer. I will say this, though, because we know we have listeners that associate with all political persuasions.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from the way that the vote in the country went, my goodness.
Pretty evenly divided.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So just when you think that you are talking only to your supporters in your circle of friends and colleagues or what have you, don't think that. Just as I would never think that I were talking to an audience that would be presented before me, that obviously I do not see, but I know you're there. That all would agree with what I think. I know that there are plenty that don't by messages I receive, but all very respectful, and I appreciate that. I will say this, though, with the ongoing election situation, and you have a news story, and I'm going to read from the story itself, just because of stories like this, when it comes to questioning election results, we can even remove this election out of it. Don't kid yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Every election that's occurred, there has always been some type of voting irregularity.
Or problems.
It's happened.
Glitches, yeah.
There has been fraud. No question about that. That's been perpetrated, too. Now, going back to this election, to the extent that a fraud of accusations being made that are still playing out that would overturn an election, I have my doubts, but I don't discount that it may have happened. I'm willing to hear what the sides have to say. But the story that reads this way and has to do with experts who are talking about the Republican Party's efforts to challenge votes. In particular, the story is written for Michigan in Detroit and other cities that contributed to Joe Biden's victory in Michigan. It says experts say those issues are present in all elections and almost never indicate any serious threat to the integrity of the results. Well, I'm sorry, but right there that tells me that can you really say that there's never any serious threat? Any threat, I don't care if it's serious or not, any threat to the integrity is a threat to the integrity.
Well, it's not integrity if there's a problem with it.
So just because you think it's not, every threat is serious now. And the thing here is, of course, they're saying, well, you know, there's not enough to overturn. However, even if it wasn't this election, there have been other elections where, again, the integrity has been, and it says here, in all elections. This goes back to, so every election, you have to understand, people who think that every election is perfect, it's not. It is not. Will it ever will be, where every vote is counted exactly? How many times do we have recounts that happen and the count changes?
Mm-hmm.
You had a situation in Detroit where a judge election got overturned because, oops, we forgot to input all these absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the system worked. Because they discovered it. What happens if it wasn't discovered and the system didn't work?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why when people are saying, well, you know, why are you questioning the results? And why it confounds me, national election experts are saying, well, everything worked like it was supposed to. No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
It didn't.
Yeah, they make that carte blanche claim.
And, it might not reverse, overturn, or have an effect on the presidential election, but take away that and go down the ticket. Were there seats that were decided by a vote or two? This is what we accept, and we never really have talked about seriously about ways that you would make a vote actually be exact. Is there a way? Is it Everyone has to have a paper ballot in hand, and everyone has to have one person on one side, one person on the other side to be able to count that vote right then and there so you have the accuracy determined? How long would that take? Or would it be worth the effort because then you'd be pleased by the ending of the result? I don't know. But these are the stories that are coming out that make people want to say, time out, wait a second. If we know that these are occurring now, what's happening now that could be an effect on the election?
Well, the other thing is people are so polarized, they don't want to hear anything from the other side, but the other side has an opinion and has things to make their stand. And even though you may not disagree with it, we're kind of caught in the middle, and people want to jump on us because we're reporting the other side's point of view. The other thing that happens a lot, and I agree with this somewhat, I don't like some of the adjectives that are used. If the president is making a claim or an assertion, he's making a claim or an assertion. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily true or not true. But when the writers put in unfounded claim or baseless claim or unfounded assertion, they are unfairly editorializing on whether or not there's a claim. A claim is a claim, and it can be disputed. But when you start putting in there that it's absolutely ridiculous, it's unfounded, that's where people get riled up, and I can't say that I blame them.
No, if there's some attribution to, the president makes a claim this way, mm-hmm. and Speaker Pelosi says it's not true.
Right,
okay.
Right.
There you go. There's the attribution, but don't make the claim. And it's a delicate situation. But, as far as, again, election results, it is not perfect, never has been. And if it continues this way, never will be 100% perfection overall. There are some cases where we know votes are counted perfectly. We know that. But
I go back to we need uniformity. It ought to be all voting done the same way for every state and all people when it comes to a national job.
Well, maybe we need to do what has been done in some of those countries that have found the right to vote in the past number of years where they go and cast a ballot and they dip their finger in the die.
And then they know they voted.
And everyone knows that they, right. that they voted. But I appreciate those who are contacting and hearing from both sides about why it hasn't ended yet or why it should not end yet. We're getting it all. 751 on WSGW. That's why we say when it comes to situations like this, hey, call and express your opinion on the Art Lewis Show, as that's a great forum that you have here in this community, and the only forum you have as far as a local talk show goes. It's the Art Lewis Show.